Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This episode is sponsored by MasterCheck. Investigative professionals at MasterCheck are committed to providing a top-notch service at a cost-effective price. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck, a full-service investigative company, has been providing many Fortune 500 companies, publicly traded companies, government agencies, and top law firms throughout the United States and Canada with an array of investigative services. As a veteran-owned business, many of our field investigators are prior military and college educated, which makes thinking outside of the box one of the things we do best. Our creative approach helps our customers protect one of their most important assets, their business. Call Vincent Dents at 615-783-1623 for more information.
This episode is brought to you by the Hope Center. We focus on group mentoring and one-on-one mentoring of students in 3rd through 12th grades. Growing up in today's world is challenging. Our mentoring team works with these students to give them a voice and help them as they mature into our future leaders.
And now here's your host, Robbie Yates.
Hi, thank you for listening and tuning in again to another episode of South Haven Business Beats. Today we have an extraordinary guest. We have Stacy Dodd with the Hope Center. And I was just really looking forward to dive into that, learning more about what you're doing for the community and then for the Hope Center and how you're giving back. So Stacy, thank you for your time and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, excellent. Yeah, so I know we talked a little bit beforehand and you've been running some awards. Interesting enough for DeSoto County, but you're winning awards in Memphis just for the work that you're doing within the center. So if you can kind of just touch on that, that'd be fantastic to learn about.
Yeah, so the Hope Center, we founded it in 2015. We were in Horn Lake over in the chamber over there trying to just do some things to help the community. And after about a year of doing events, and then just we've always partnered with the DeSoto County Schools, Brown Missionary Baptist was our founding sponsor, also Belhaven University. And we started doing events in the school, just like open gyms where we had like 200 or 300 kids on the weekends and we had pizza and had fun teaching and stuff like that. And we ended up becoming a Memphis Grizzlies, the National Mentoring Program affiliate. So we were a bronze level affiliate for approximately, I think, 4 years. And then last year we graduated to be a silver level affiliate. And we got our first check from the Memphis Grizzlies for $20,000.
Nice.
And so we do recertifications. They hold us accountable as far as like matching and background checks and all the things that we do to have a quality program.
So, So you're talking about for the outreach. What are you doing for the mentorship? Is it any youth or is it some youth that are kind of going through some tough times? How does that look?
So we focus on one-to-one mentoring. Mm-hmm. We do some group mentoring, but we do mainly one-to-one mentoring. We follow the elements of effective practice and elements of effective mentoring. That is from the National Mentor Program, and we are trained through the Memphis Grizzlies organization how to do that.
Yeah.
But we focus on one-to-one mentoring at-risk youth, 3rd through 12th grades. So we've had calls recently, quite a few calls from Youth Villages, the location down in Hernando, and there's been some grandmothers that have actually taken on their grandkids because the parents are not there for some reason, and the parents aren't in the picture. And so instead of the kids going into foster care, they have actually, the grandparents have assumed responsibility for them.
Yeah.
And they've started coming to the Hope Center, and it's really a great thing. You know, we have two grandmothers that have three young children, and then another grandmother that has two. And so they've been matched up recently. So we have official matches. Yeah. We have an actual one-to-one. So we have mentor-mentee matches.
Okay.
Right. And so we're assigned. We have we document. We have an app. And we actually, yeah.
That's fascinating. So on the mentorship, you said, oh, it's a 12th grade. So what happens? I'm a senior. You're my mentor. And we're going through everything. Obviously, ties aren't going to be, severed at that moment. How does it look going forward from that point?
So we do have a process called closure. Like if someone moves or, something happens, we do have an official process called closure. That's one of the elements that we learned. Yeah. So we keep that, that relationship healthy. But at that point, I would be engaging that student to become a mentor.
Yeah.
And serve with us. And that's how it works. The Streets Ministries over in Memphis has always been something I've always admired. Ken Bennett, Reggie Davis, Eric Ballantyne. I do have them coming at a couple of our upcoming conferences, but they're like my heroes when it comes to this stuff.
Yep.
And Tiffany and Caroline over at the Memphis Grizzlies mentorship program. They're all like heroes of mine, and I've been following them around for quite a few years.
Yeah,
and they taught me how to do a good job and what really matters and how to do this thing right. Mm-hmm. And so I learned from the best.
Yeah.
I learned in life, if you want to get good at something, just follow whoever the best is around for a minute.
Absolutely.
And they'll teach you how to do it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And you said, you're talking about to get it right and how to you're pouring into somebody. Can I give an example of that for your mentorship? So if I was, I don't know, seventh grade and you're mentoring me, how would that look? How are you pouring into me to help guide me in the right direction?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm becoming your friend.
Yeah.
And I'm not an ATM. I'm not Santa Claus. But I'm becoming your friend. And the first thing I'm doing is getting to know you and I'm building trust because mm-hmm. you can't help someone that doesn't know you and
yep.
you can't trust someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we make friends with them. The way we do it is a very non-judgmental approach. So we're not telling them to stand up and march and do this and do that. We're, there's not a lot of rules like military type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The way we do it is more like we go bowling, we go skating. We're doing a day in the park two Saturdays from now on the 23rd. We're going to do the video virtual gaming in Hernando next month.
Okay.
We go to the zoos. A lot of times we get free tickets to the zoos through the mentoring, the teammates program, through the mentorship with the Grizzlies, through the partnership with the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
We get a lot of benefits from that. We get to mm-hmm. go like, you know, axe throwing and we get to do a lot of things over in Memphis and we get discount rates on all of that because of that. But the way that would work is the family would come to one of our events, say they mm-hmm. come today in the park and we get to know them and get to meet them and start talking to them. And then we work on matching that student, whether it's a female or a mm-hmm. male. We work on finding a good match for them.
Sure.
And then we start engaging them at the events. So we go to the zoo, we go bowling, we go out to eat a lot. We go to, we had our Christmas party at Tequila restaurant upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Coffee Central, we go to Vampire Penguin. But we also go, you know, skating and bowling. We support local business when we do that as
sure.
well. So
Absolutely.
If we take 50 or 60 students out to Vampire Penguin, I mean, you know, they do really well that day.
And, yeah.
But everything's free. Mm-hmm. So let's just say a grandmother brings her three kids and we go bowling and skating, go to the movies. It's all covered. There's no cost to the family. So it helps families that maybe, you know, financially struggling a little bit. Also kids that may be experimenting or getting tempted with gangs or drugs or, you know, behavior, we call them in and we also invest in them. We have Coach Camp, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of our motivational speakers. He's also a mentor. He's a big part of our program. He comes out and talks about, he may talk about integrity or influence or, you know, this last week I was working with my mentees and we talked about communication and trust. And mm-hmm. I'm teaching them that if something's going on, they need to talk to me about it. That
yeah.
I'm not the enemy, that they're not in trouble. And so we convey these things to them to get them to open up and we build that transparency and we build that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, then we can invest in them in any way, you know, throughout their whole entire lives, as far
yeah.
as, you know, college courses, you know, anything that comes up in life, we talk about the tough issues at the Hope Center.
Yeah.
We don't like not talk about like the Tyree Nichols issue or John Morant, you know,
sure.
we use those instances to talk and to teach, you know, and it's really a good thing. And we get close to them and we get to know them and we're just basically their friend.
Yeah. You know? I like that. I like how you're not sweeping just anything under the rug. It's like actually know this is a teaching moment and how we can learn from it. And how can you make a better choice in life? Mm-hmm. You touched on a little while ago about some of the conferences and stuff that's coming up. How does that look? And if you kind of like dive into that a little bit, the conferences that you have.
Yes. So one of the things that I learned and our team has learned through the Memphis Grizzlies partnership is about cultural competence and cultural humility. And you have to be you have to be engaged in the culture that you're in if you want to have an impact.
Yeah.
You can't do it from afar. You have to be in the culture. So you have to be up to date with the times. Like what's going on TikTok. I mean, we have to know that if we're going to be able to have an impact in their life, we have to do that. And so one of the ways we're doing that this year is we are doing something for the first time, and we're going to do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we are hosting youth leadership conferences in South Haven, Hernando, Olive Branch, and in Horn Lake, all in 2024.
Okay.
And so the first one is on April 13th at the Lander Center. Our lineup, we've got Mayor Darren Musselwhite. We've got Judge Celeste Wilson. We've got Coach Camp. We've got Eric Ballantyne from the Streets Ministries,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the other two. Sheriff Thomas Stuggle. Sheriff Thomas Stuggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that these speakers are going to, my thoughts were, you know, it's going to be like a John Maxwell type leadership conference. So
sure.
it's going to be a nice plated meal.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be sitting down. We're going to have photo ops. We're going to have t-shirts. We're going to have, but we're going to have the good speakers. Then we're going to do, Coach Camp is going to lead a youth advisory council. So we do that at our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like 6 to 8 kids and they're on a panel. Yeah. And Coach Kemp has a microphone, and we're going to talk about today's issues. We're going to talk about drugs and gangs and all the things that they're facing,
yeah,
right? And social media and all those things. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do four of those in each city. And it is designed, you know, I was thinking, so who's been a leader? Who's our top leaders that grew up in South Haven?
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Bartholomew Orr, mm-hmm, you know, Sheriff Tuggle, Darren Musselwhite. I mean, these are people that love the city, mm-hmm, and they love God. They love helping, you know?
Absolutely.
And so I was lucky and able to get them all to agree to come. And man, it's going to be a great day. And just having them all together at one time with all the kids is going to be really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the event is free. You can go to our HopeCenter1USA.com Facebook page or my personal page, and you can have access to that. It's all free for everybody to come. Another thing we're doing this year is I'm traveling to Biloxi on March 22nd, and I'm going to present on mental health impact on youth violence, mm, at a statewide conference. And so we, you know, have the slideshow. We talk about social media. We talk about all the things that the impact that mental health has on youth violence. So a lot of doors have been opening for us to do different things. So.
Excellent. I love that. I do want to learn more. We're going to take a quick break and catch a quick word from our sponsor.
Investigative professionals at MasterCheck are committed to providing a top-notch service at a cost-effective price. Call Vincent Dents at 615-783-1623 for more information.
Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
All right, thank you for tuning back in after a brief word from my sponsor. So, Stacy, you were talking about the conference that's going on. I love what you're doing with the community. Well, let's say I'm up in Memphis. Can I hear this? I'm like, you know what? I want my child or my grandchild to come down there. Is it okay for them to bring their child down
it
as
is.
Well?
Yeah, it is. I get that. We have actually my mentee and my wife's mentee are from Whitehaven.
Okay.
And my wife knew their grandmother for years through working and things, and they actually mm-hmm. lost their mother a couple of years ago. And grandmother, you know, stepped into that role, and now, you know, that was what we call a natural match. It happened yeah. naturally,
sure.
right? So they come from all over. You know, they come from. We get a lot of kids from all over the Delta. My day job, you know, has me all over the Delta all the time, and so we get kids from everywhere. You know?
Okay.
And we don't turn anyone away.
Yeah.
We're not the kind of organization that says no, you can't come.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean? Yeah.
If there's anything, we'll work it out. You know, mm-hmm. That's the kind of people we are.
So. Yeah. So every conference, you said you're going to have four this year.
Yep.
So each conference is going to be the same, where it's going to be the leadership, mentoring. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a slight variance to each mm-hmm. one?
Yeah, so like what I'm trying to do, my goal is to have the mayor from each city. Mm-hmm. So like that, you know, we have Mayor Musselwhite for Mr. Musselwhite for South Haven.
Yep.
I've got Mr. Chip Johnson for Hernando. I'm going to hopefully get Mr. Adams. I talked to him and Mayor Latimer. And we want to get my goal was to get a mixture. So I'm trying to get Sheriff Tuggle at all of them and Coach Camp at all four of them.
Yep.
And so I've invited Tiffany Morrow Smith, which is one of my heroes from the Memphis Grizzlies. She's one of the first ones that taught me how to do this. She taught me everything. And she's a really special sure. person in my life. And mm-hmm. She was my mentor, not officially, but she held me accountable like to the highest level of accountability. Mm-hmm. And man, she helped us become great. And Eric Ballantyne, he's actually used to be a gangster disciple. And he is actually the executive director for both the Streets Ministries in Memphis.
Okay.
And Reggie Davis was the original, after Ken Bennett, he was the original executive director for the Streets Ministry. And so when I first had this dream and we started trying to figure out what to do, I would go to Streets Ministries and I would follow Reggie around. And there's yeah. kids everywhere. And he took me under his wing and just kind of showed me. And these people just became my hero.
Yeah.
My heroes in the mentoring field. And I never dreamed it would be where it's at today, honestly.
Absolutely.
I knew God could do it. I just didn't yeah. know how it would happen. And over the years, man, all these people all together, like everybody I mentioned, the mayor, Pastor Orr was our founding sponsor. I mean, mm-hmm. Brown Baptist. And all of these people together, you know, Sheriff Tuggle came out to one of our recovery walks recently and just invested in our people, man. And all these people together. It's just a powerful combination.
Yeah.
You know, and I want them, you know, they hear me talking all the time. I want them to hear from some of our top leaders that are very successful. And so as we continue to develop the conference for Olive Branch and Horn Lake, I'll be reaching out to some people in those communities that I think have a big impact in that community. But I'm kind of wanting to keep the speakers from that community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I know if I want to go to... I'm a grandfather. I want to bring my child to, you know, some of the events that you have outside the conference. I know that's not a cost to them. What about the conference itself? If I want to bring my child to the conference, what does that look like?
So we're focusing mainly on 6th through 12th graders. Yep. If you had, you know, maybe a 4th or 5th grader and they wanted to come, all you have to do is go on to either my personal Facebook page, Stacy Dodd, or go to the HopeCenter1USA.com website, and you can access that registration code there. And we are actually taking it was $20 for adults. We're actually removing that. It's going to be free for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a nice lunch. We're going to have, you know, t-shirts, you know, photo ops, and then we're going to have some really great breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. Coach Camp. I don't know if you know how much you know about Coach Camp, but he's an amazing man. And he comes out and really gives them some encouraging talks, and it's going to be a really they're going to be really powerful days.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is mimicking, like, trying to be as much like a John Maxwell, like leadership conference for CEOs, but we're trying to bring that to the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them some guidance and some hope and aspiration. Yeah, for sure.
Experience that executive level leadership type stuff at a young age.
Yeah, that's incredible. Because not a lot of them are, you know, receiving that either in the school or community, so be able to have that. There's no telling, like, it's going to take one. You can spark one child. I know you obviously want to spark more than that. You want to spark the masses. But from what they could do and where they can go, like with their life, is just, there's no telling.
The Hope Center is actually a culture. It is a culture all in its own. And, you know, once you experience it for a little bit, you'll understand it is like its own culture.
Yeah.
And it's based on love and acceptance and just friendship, you know, and we're here for you. And you can talk to us, and you have a place to go where you don't have to go to the other.
So when you started in 15, did you realize the vision would take on to the size? Yep.
No, in 2015, I have a picture of me standing in Horn Lake next to City Hall asking for land. And that's what I thought I wanted, you know, and that's what we thought we needed. And so we started doing a lot of stuff in the schools. I mean, we did 30 Saturdays in a row in South Haven Middle. We had about 200 or 300 students for 30 Saturdays in a row.
Wow.
And then COVID hit and kind of put the brakes on all of that.
Sure.
And then God just took us in a whole new level. And so the following year, I spent 270 hours of training with the Memphis Grizzlies. I got a certificate for my training. But I went through every training, and I learned the difference between, you know, group mentoring, open gyms, and then the one-to-one mentoring.
Yeah.
And the one-to-one mentoring is where it's at. That is where the real impact is made.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when you have the long-lasting outcomes. And so.
Excellent. Well, Stacy, appreciate your time. So if anybody wants to get plugged in to the Hope Center, I know you mentioned before, we'll have your information up there as well. They can tap into, they can go to the conference. Mm-hmm. At least if they don't go, how can you not want to go to the conference? It's free, but also what you're going to be pouring into the kids. But then outside of that, if there's anything else they can get tapped into for the events to help the children. I mean, it's just incredible. And I love your heart, your passion, your drive. So thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're pouring into these youth.
Yeah, and a couple of the big things from last year I wanted to add before we go.
Sure, absolutely.
And so our team has worked really hard over the years, and there was many times we didn't have any resources. I mean, there was many times we didn't know if we were going to be able to make it.
Yep.
And so last year we won the Nonprofit Leader of the Year for South Haven from South Haven Chamber.
Congrats.
We won the Mentoring Program of the Year at the National Mentoring Awards. From the Memphis Grizzlies, and that was out of 55 programs in Memphis.
Oh, congrats.
So one of our dreams was like, I was like, man, I wish I could be like the Streets Ministries, or I wish I could be like the YMCA or the Boys Club. And actually we won last year, and they were all on the thing. And so it was this great honor.
Absolutely.
That we weren't expecting to win.
Yeah.
And so we won those awards, and then Mentoring Advocate of the Year. And then in 2017, we won the Rock Award from the Horn Lake Chamber. So we've got a nice little trophy case going. But that has to do with our team. So I want to give a big shout out to my team. Mr. Kenneth McKinney has been with me since the start. He's a principal over at Hope Sullivan and also a pastor over in Memphis.
Okay.
And then we have Trish Toomey, which is our creative everything. She does our websites, all of our stuff. And then my wife, Stephanie, she's been with us forever. We have Truman and Winter Wallace. We have a lot of people that are just really power players. Miss Deborah Julian came on us. We met her at the Grizzlies mentoring training. And she actually joined our organization. And so we have a lot of people that are really passionate about what we do. But those awards were just really validation for the program. Not me, but for the program.
Sure.
And they've really set us apart. And so the Chamber has been great to us. The city of South Haven has been great to us. And there's no words that could express how grateful we are.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing and for these youth. So if you have grandkids or your own children, you want to bring them out, you know, please do it. So thank you again for your time, man. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.